This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. People whose homes were swept away by flooding in Libya's eastern city of Darna a week ago faced a dilemma on Sunday of whether to stay despite a lack of fresh water or flee through areas where landmines have now been displaced.
A week on, Libyan rescue volunteers confront the devastation, describing the scene as tragic. Entire districts of Derna, with an estimated population of at least 120,000, were swept away or buried in mud. State media said on Sunday at least 891 buildings had been destroyed in the city, whose mayor has said 20,000 people may have died. On Saturday, the UN Libya envoy visited the flood-stricken Derna, where he checked up on field operations and met the head of the eastern-based administration.
That's Reuters' Fiona Jones reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden has a full itinerary ahead of and during the upcoming U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York, where the war in Ukraine is one of many issues he will address.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to attend in person to rally support for his country. He will meet Biden at the White House Thursday. While focusing on Ukraine, Biden must also acknowledge the concerns of the Global South, including the climate crisis, poverty and the plight of refugees, inflation and debt reduction. Not to be outdone by Chinese leader Xi Jinping, who met with Central Asian leaders earlier this year, Biden is also scheduled to summit with the heads of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan. Biden will hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of UNGA, including with next G20 chair Brazilian President Lula da Silva, and with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
China has flown 103 military planes toward Taiwan in a new daily high for the activity the island considers harassment.